Crystal Myers, the makers of Sal Hepatica for your smile of health and Mum for your winning charm, present The Alan Young Show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ken Delmar speaking on behalf of those two old friends, Sal Hepatica and Mum, and welcoming you to The Alan Young Show, featuring the Tune Twisters, the music of Peter Van Steeden, and starring Alan Young. Well, big things seem to be happening at Alan Young's house all day long. He's been sweeping and cleaning and washing. I wonder what's going on. Let's go in. Hi, Alan.
Oh, hello, Kenny. Say, would you help me get rid of this pile of dirt here?
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Just lift the corner of this carpet.
Okay. Yeah?
Now all four corners are the same height. See, Kenny, I'm finally doing my spring cleaning.
Yeah, but Alan, spring won't be here till tomorrow.
This is for last spring.
You look funny wearing that dust cap and apron.
Yeah, and believe me, this apron is the coldest thing I've ever worn.
Yeah, Alan, I think you're supposed to wear pants under it. You should wear more than just shorts.
Oh, yes, of course. It's silly of me. Let's see, I hope I've done everything. I've cleaned the pots, polished the silver, washed the clothes, made the bed, twin beds.
Well, I've never seen you work so hard.
Yeah?
You're working so hard.
Yeah.
What's the big idea?
Well, Kenny, I've just hired a maid.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's going to be here soon. I want the place to look right. I got to have a maid, Kenny. Can't do everything, you know. Look at this shirt I'm wearing. I was so busy getting dinner ready, I had to boil this shirt myself.
Yeah? Why does it look so green?
Well, I wanted to save time, so I put it in with the spinach. And what's more, you never...
Alan, I think there's a salesman or somebody at the back door.
They always come around this time of morning. I'm coming! Kenny, is my dust cap on straight?
Yeah.
Yes?
Ah, good morning, madam.
Look, this apron is...
I have here one of the most marvelous offers ever given to the lucky public. Yeah. Positively the largest bar of soap on the market today. That's a giant size. You can't lose this soap in the bath, because when you put it in a tub, there's no room for you.
Look, I'm not the lady of the house.
Oh, so you don't want to buy a cake of soap, huh? And why don't you want to buy a cake of soap?
I didn't say...
I'll tell you why you don't want to buy a cake of soap. You think you won't be able to wash your shorts. It ain't good enough. How much did you pay for your shorts? Don't tell me. You paid $2 for your shorts. That's the OPA price.
DVD price.
Now look, man, you buy a pair of shorts, but you won't even buy a bar of soap. Soap that's so round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the drawers. Now let me tell you one thing.
Just a minute. Please. May I ask you a question?
I have never seen it the fan. Here I am, trying to make an honest living, and the guy don't give you a chance to talk. 6 million in this town, and I got to pick on one that does nothing but talk. Gab, chat, talk. Gab, chat. Talk. It's lucky guys like me still got a vote in this country.
You see, Kenny...
And you're supposed to wear pants with that apron.
I know! I'll change right now. Wish that maid had hurry. I'm paying her $35 a week, and I had to put it in the contract.
Would have been cheaper to marry her.
She wanted that in the contract, too. This must be the new maid now, Kenny. Oh, my troubles are over. Yes?
Hiya, Mr. Young.
Oh, it's David Dittenpfeffer. Come in, David. And why aren't you in school today, David?
They gave me the day off because of the big game yesterday.
Oh, a big game, eh? Who won?
I don't know. The teacher walked in and I had to swallow the dice.
Swallow the dice? Oh, bless your little... Now, David... David, I'm going to have to tell your father that you swallowed a pair of dice.
Don't do it, Mr. Young.
And why not?
He'll put me across his knee and fade me.
Fade you? Well, you should stick to your schoolwork, David. You bet you.
That's why I came to you, Mr. Young. I have to write a composition on the American home.
The American home? Well, all right, I'll tell you about it. Now, thousands of years ago, a man lived in a house with his dog. Then he left his house and built a cottage. Then he left his cottage and built a mansion.
Then he got married and went back to the dog house again.
Yes, yes, of course. Now, the Indian had the first American home. He used to have blankets on the walls. I don't know yet how they slept in such uncomfortable positions. Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it, David?
Yeah, let's paint it and save it for Easter.
Of course, the biggest problem in the home today is getting a maid, you know. I've just hired a maid myself.
We had a maid in our house, but Mama had to let her go.
Why?
Because Papa wouldn't let her go.
Yes. Well, David, I suppose... That's her. That's my housekeeper. Kenny, she's here.
Yeah, well, I guess David and I better be getting along.
Oh, no, Kenny. Stay and meet her. Make yourself at home. Don't be nervous. Sit down and smoke a magazine or read a cigarette or something. Coming. Ah, it's Gertrude, the maid, at last. Welcome to my home, Gertrude. I want you to feel that it's your home. You won't have to cook any meals. You won't have to wash any clothes. You won't have to clean any dishes. You won't have to do a single thing. What do you think of that?
I'm quitting. You're a slave driver.
No, really, you have very little to do here. Gertrude, all I ask is a glass of milk at 2 o'clock, a glass of milk at 3 o'clock, and a glass of milk at 4 o'clock.
I'm quitting. My name is Gertrude, not Elsie.
Forget the milk, but I would like you to do a small amount of cooking.
I do nothing but fry. If you like hard-boiled eggs, I fry it. If you like strawberries, I fry it. If you like mayonnaise, I fry it.
Well, I can't stand the smell of fried stuff in the house.
Okay, I'll do it when you're out. Every time you say goodbye, I'll fry a little.
Yeah, well, I guess that's about all. You'll find your room up at the head of the stairs.
Never mind me. Where are my goldfish going to sleep?
Goldfish? Oh, I didn't notice them. Gee, they're a beautiful pair.
Yeah, ain't they cute?
Yeah.
You know, they're gone steady. Yeah. Their names are Tyrone and Lana.
Tyrone and Lana? Well, how do you know which is which?
Lana's the one with the sweater. Well, I'm tired now, Mr. Young. I'm going to pine in for the night.
All right. I'll serve breakfast tomorrow at 9 a.m. Oh, yes, and if you leave your shoes outside the door, they'll be polished in the morning.
And make sure you press the laces, you know what I mean?
Good night. It's so helpful to have a maid around the house, isn't it?
Yeah, Alan, you know, good maids are hard to find these days. Matter of fact, I'm celebrating my maid's silver jubilee tomorrow.
You mean your maid's been with you for 25 years?
No, she's the 25th I've had this month.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, but I think the maid I have now is going to stay with me. She's very grateful to me.
Well, how come? Says Alan, knowing very well that Kenny's maid is grateful to him because he told her about Sal Hepatica.
I told her about Sal Hepatica.
Oh, I would never have guessed it.
Yeah. You see, when you're feeling sick and headachy and in need of a laxative, it's good to know about Sal Hepatica. Particularly on those mornings when you wake up with that feeling. For a glassful of sparkling Sal Hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief. Usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And then besides quick, gentle relief, Sal Hepatica gives you the additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica. And now here are the Tune Twisters to sing Rocking Chair.
Old rocking chair's got me cane by my side. Fetch me my shawl, son, for I tan your hide. Can't get from this cabin for the end of trouble I see. Old rocking chair gets hip, judgment day is here. Chained to my rocking, my rocking chair. Rock, rock, rocking in my rocking chair, in by my side. Fetch me my shawl, boy, 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 before I tan your hide. Can't get away from my cabin. If I did, I couldn't go nowhere. Napping and sitting round, grabbing at the flies around my rocking chair. Oh, da, my old Aunt Harriet, up in heaven she be.
Send me my sweet chariot
for the end of all the trouble I can see. Old rock, rock, rocking chair gets it. My rock, rock, rocking chair gets it. Beginning to drag, chained to my rocking chair. Getting nowhere with my rocking chair, so it's just about time that I gave it the air. Chained to my rock, rock, rocking chair.
Beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, oh.
Hope Gertrude likes this breakfast. I made the tea just the way she likes it. I fried the tea bags in deep fat. Everything's ready, I guess. Gertrude! Oh, Gertrude! Good morning, Gertrude. Did you sleep well last night?
I've given you 2 weeks' notice. Didn't you say my job go to bed and board?
That's right.
I'd appreciate it if you take board out of the bed. And another thing, you woke me up at 9:00. I want to sleep till 10.
What's an hour later mean?
Ask Mayor LaGuardia.
Well, how about breakfast?
Nothing doing. This is my day off, and I'm going to the beauty parlor.
Oh, well, have a good time. I'm going downtown later. I may see you.
Are you kidding? You're staying here to watch the goldfish.
Now, look, Gertrude, I'll wash the clothes. I'll cook the meals. I'll clean the dishes. But I will not play nursemaid to 2 goldfish. I got certain rights. And if you think you can make me take care of these goldfish, one of us is a moron.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See you at 6. Fine thing. I got to look after a couple of goldfish. I better treat them right or Gertrude will walk out on me. I'll treat those fish just like they were my own fin and blood. Gee, they're cute-looking little fish. Tyrone, look at me. Never mind Lana, look at me.
Hello.
Well, what did you say? You want me to come a little closer? A little bit closer? There. Is this close enough? That was very funny. Who can this be? Come in.
Hiya, Mr. Young. I saw the maid leave, so I thought I'd come over. Yeah. Oh, so you gotta stay home with the goldfish.
Me? Stay home? Certainly not. Just that I'm an expert on fish, and I'm doing a little research.
Yeah?
Certainly. You see, these fish are aquaria-type vertebrate with the pectoral scale attached to the good old dorsal appendage. Isn't that right, Tyrone? Show off.
Mr. Young, I came over to tell you that your girlfriend Betty is on her way over.
Betty?
Yeah. She heard you were having trouble with the maid.
Oh, Betty's just using that as an excuse to get me alone. I'm not having any trouble with a maid. Oh, that's Betty now. You come in.
Hello, Mr. Young.
Oh, hello, Betty. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Oh, what are you doing here?
No, what are you doing here?
Oh, no. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
That's what I was thinking, David. Here's 15 cents. Why don't you go out for a while?
David,
Yeah?
Here's 30 cents. Stick around.
I guess I'll be getting along. So long, Betty. So long, Mr. Young.
Kid forgets my name all the time. Well?
Well, we're all alone here, Mr. Young.
Yeah.
I'll bet if a boy and girl were to sit down on this couch here and hold hands, nobody would ever bother them.
Oh, yeah? I'd kick them out of my house.
You don't understand. I mean, I'm a woman and you're a man.
Well, that's the type of government we're living under.
Oh, Mr. Young, if you got married, at least you have to play nursemaid to a couple of goldfish.
I'm not playing nursemaid. It's just I offered to do it. Yes, I offered. Look at these fish, Betty. Aren't they cute? You see, this is Lana, and this is Tyrone. Here, fish, look at Betty. Fish, look at you. Come over here. Here, fish, come here. Tyrone, Lana, stop tramping over my carpet with your muddy feet.
Mr. Young, this pot of tea is cold. Hey, put them in it.
Pot of tea? Okay, there. I got to go downtown and get another bowl before Gertrude finds out.
Oh, Mr. Young, don't you see? Now's your time to assert yourself in front of that maid. Where's your get up and go?
It got up and went. You'll be safe in this pot of tea, Tyrone, and I'll be right back. What? Oh, all right, here's a slice of lemon for you. So long, Betty. I'll run right down to the pet shop now. I beg your pardon.
Yes?
I'm Alan Young, and I've decided to buy a goldfish bowl.
Oh, you mad, impetuous boy, you. Well, now, I'm afraid I can't give you very much time. You see, last night, 600 of my goldfish died.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, they're going to be buried today at Fort Knox.
Well, I won't keep you. All I want is a goldfish bowl.
Well, here's the latest thing in goldfish bowls. Made of crystal and has a genuine sterling silver top. It's only 5 cents.
A crystal bowl with a sterling silver top for 5 cents? How can you afford it?
Well, I have a low overhead and I don't have any salesmen. I advertise and besides, I steal them.
Well, don't you have anything less expensive?
Well, here's a fishbowl with a built-in bar.
What do you call it?
Guppy's Tavern.
Yeah, well, I'll take it.
Well, now, how about some fish food? I have a lovely variety here.
No, I have to hurry.
You see that family of codfish? You notice how healthy those baby codfish are?
Yeah.
They were raised on man liver oil.
You can just wrap up the bowl. That'll be all.
All right.
You certainly have a wonderful variety of fish. Where do you get them all?
Oh, I catch them myself. Went out last week on a fishing trip. When I came back, the boat was piled with mackerel and smelt to high heaven. Well, here's your bowl, son.
Thanks. I better run back now. Move them to their new home. So long.
Tyrone and Lana look nice in the new home.
Yeah. I'm glad we got this fixed up before Gertrude got back.
Well, Mr. Young, I hate to say this, but Lana looks a little peculiar to me.
What? Say, she does it. She's so pale and she's got bags under her eyes.
Mr. Young, I think she's going to faint.
I better get her a glass of water.
Maybe it's something she drank.
Yeah. Somebody must have slipped the poor little Finn a Mickey.
Mr. Young, you better get in touch with Gertrude right away and tell her.
Gertrude? But I'm scared to talk to her.
Well, send her a telegram. I'll get Western Union on the phone.
Telegram? It's a good idea. I don't want to upset her. I'll be very subtle and diplomatic. I'll send her a tactful message. Just say, "Dear Gertrude, guess who's dying?" Signed, Alan Young. Betty, do you think that's Gertrude?
Well, hide under the table, Mr. Young. I'll open the door.
Okay.
Hello, Betty.
Oh, Miss Hotchkiss, come in. Oh, you can come out now, Mr. Young.
Oh, fine. Oh, hello, Miss Hotchkiss. Where's Kenny?
He went back to get smelling salts.
Oh, for the goldfish?
No, for you.
Oh.
Miss Hotchkiss, it must be wonderful to work in Mr. Delmar's drugstore. I'd love to be on the perfume counter. Oh, Miss Hotchkiss.
Yes?
If a girl wanted to impress a man, what kind of perfume would you recommend?
Oh, something devastating. But I'd also suggest she get Mum.
Mum?
Mm-hmm. Perfume is fine, and every girl likes to use it to enhance her allure. But to be sure charm will last all evening long, it's wise to use dependable, gentle Mum, too. Mum, you know, is the smooth, snowy white underarm deodorant cream that goes on in the jiffy. Yet it's really effective for hours.
When do you use Mum?
Every day and after every bath or shower. You see, a bath takes care of the past, but Mum safeguards the future. Those busy hours after the bath.
Is Mum safe?
It won't harm even the finest fabrics. What's more, Mum's so gentle that tender-skinned people can use it daily. So remember, everybody, when you want to be sure you're nice to be near, use Mum. M-U-M.
And now, here's Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra to play The Three Caballeros.
No, I couldn't, so I called the family doctor. I didn't tell him it was a sick fish or he wouldn't have come.
She'd hurry up.
Oh, do you suppose Lana's temperature has gone up?
Gone up? If we threw a potato in that bowl, we'd have chowder.
Her breathing is getting weaker.
Yeah, looks like you have to put her in an iron gill. If Gertrude finds out about this, my goose is cooked. I mean, fried. That's a doctor. You stay here with Lana, Betty. I'll let him in. Hello, doctor.
How do you do, Mr. Young? How are you?
I feel fine.
That'll be $2. Good day.
Wait a second. It's not me, doctor. It's Lana. She's a very sick girl. She's in the next room.
Well, if a life is at stake, that is different. Now, before I go inside to examine her, give me the case history. Now, what did she eat today?
Well, this morning she had two dried flies.
Two dried flies? What's the matter? Did she lose her ration book?
Then this afternoon I gave her some tea.
Huh? And did she drink it?
No, but she swam around in it for a few hours.
Yes, very unusual. You mind if I consult Dr. Kildare about this?
Excuse me, doctor. I just noticed a new symptom.
Yes, yes. What is it?
She's standing on her tail.
Young, you don't want a doctor, you want Ripley.
You can't leave a little goldfish dying in the next room.
Well, of course. Goldfish? Well, why didn't you tell me? It so happened I just finished Leonard Holton's manual on goldfish.
Oh, fine. Right this way, doctor. There. There she is.
Aha, here we are. Now, let me see. Just as I thought. Mr. Young, may I speak to you privately?
Is she all right, Doctor? What is it?
Well, it's the most normal thing in the world.
Huh?
Now, first, she may have strange cravings for certain types of food. And I warn you, you're not supposed to refuse her.
Hope Tyrone doesn't catch it.
Son, come here. Let me put it this way. Now, you've heard about the birds and the bees and the flowers.
Yes.
Well, the fish are in on it, too.
I don't know what you mean, Doctor.
Son, come here, and give me your ear.
Doctor, have a cigar.
Thank you, son, and here is your ear back.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Doctor. Lana just took a turn for the worse.
I see. Looks like an emergency. Now, I'll go right in. You wait out here, Mr. Young.
Okay. Gosh, I'm so nervous. Gee, the suspense is awful. I don't know how Bing Crosby goes through it. I can't stand this much longer. Oh, Gertrude!
I'm giving you 2 weeks' notice.
Gertrude, I thought you went to the beauty parlor.
I said I was rejected. Well, how am I golfing?
Well, the doctor is in there now with Lana.
Doctor? Listen, Mr. Young, if anything happens to Lana, I'll kill you, you know what I mean?
Gertrude, it's nothing, really. It's always darkest before the dawn, remember? And it's an ill wind that blows no good.
Lana's dying, and he's giving me weather reports.
Don't worry, Gertrude. She's getting the best of care.
Yeah, Doctor.
Well, it's all over.
Not Lana. She was like a daughter to me.
Yes? Well, congratulations. You're now a grandmother.
Me a grandmother?
You see, Gertrude, I told you everything was going to be all right. Aren't you happy?
No. I'll never forgive Lana as long as she lives.
You won't? Why not?
She didn't give me 2 weeks' notice.
Oh.
Young, look how proud Lana is.
Lana? Look at Tyrone puffing away at that seaweed.
I'm going to name this one Charlie.
Yeah.
This is Louise. This is Henry. This is Norman. This is David. This is Jesse. This is Joe. And this little pale, skinny one in the corner with the blank expression. You know who I'm going to name him after?
Oh, thank you so much. Overtime, friends. Good night. See you next week. Thank you.
Believe me, girls, a man likes to hold a soft, smooth, feminine hand. How are you doing? Are your hands as soft and smooth and lovely as you want them to be? Well, listen, you can help your hands to the loveliness that is there by using Truché, the new idea in hand lotions. You see, Truché is the beforehand lotion. You use it before you tackle your household tasks, before you do dishes or undies. Truché guards soft hands, helps keep them smooth and lovely. Why, Truché will guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. And then, too, Truché's a grand all-over beauty lotion. Try it for rough elbows, chapped legs, as a powder base. Creamy, fragrant Truché is truly more than just another hand lotion. It's the beforehand lotion.
Network of the American Broadcasting Company.